Morning, Dr. Sneer, dictating a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Troy Johnson. This goes to the VA on 4/30/25. Mr. Johnson performed a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. And there was a moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. Paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component. Next, 6-minute walk test on same patient, Troy Johnson, on 4/30/25. Mr. Johnson performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the rumor saturation was 96% period. The patient achieved 453 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation at the end of the study remained 96% period. No paragraph impression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry in Charles Francis. That's Francis. This goes to the VA on 4/30/25. Mr. Francis performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. And there's a moderate to severe degree of airways obstruction period. There was minimal improvement after bronchodilators period. A paragraph impression, mild to moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Moderate to severe degree of airways obstruction with minimal bronchospastic component. Next, 6-minute walk test on same patient, Charles Francis. This goes to the VA on 4/30/25. Mr. Francis performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 95% period. The patient walked 406 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation at the end of the study was 93% period. A paragraph impression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia period. Thank you.